Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Some people use this day, the 1st of April, to play practical jokes on their friends. Has that ever happened to you? Today, let's focus not on jokes, but on truth, God's life-changing truth. Yesterday, I left you standing in Caesarea Philippi with Jesus and his disciples as they wrestled with a fundamental question. Who was this man they were following named Jesus? What explanation was viable for the miracles he was doing? Why did he often claim that Almighty God was his Father and that God had sent him to earth on a mission? Simon Peter had just proclaimed, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God," Matthew 16, verse 16. Jesus had confirmed it to be true and declared the only way Peter would know this profound truth is if God Almighty had made it clear to Peter, and that is the miracle of divine revelation. Then Jesus had declared that his church, the ecclesia of people delivered out from the sin darkness of our world, would be built on that powerful truth which Simon Peter had stated, for Jesus is the only one who can save people from their sin. Then Jesus made this statement, "The gates of Hades will not prevail," Matthew 16, 18. For the disciples standing there, they knew exactly what Jesus was claiming about his power. Hades is that place the souls and spirits of people go after they die if they've not trusted Jesus to be their Savior while they were alive. From there, these millions of people will go to face their justice at the judgment of the great white throne, according to Revelation chapter 20. Jesus himself will be the judge, and from there, those who are found to not have been saved from their sin by Jesus will go to an eternity separated from God in a place called hell. We are all familiar with gates, and we understand that gates have one of two primary purposes. Either gates keep people or animals inside a secure place, or gates keep people or animals outside from a place where they are not welcome. Every person is born with a sin nature, according to Psalm 51, verse 5. And from childhood, people begin doing sinful behavior, which is the natural outworking of their sin nature. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Our sin nature holds us captive and destined for Hades unless we confess our sin, and then Jesus rescues us and cleanses us from our sin, for the power of resurrected Jesus cannot be defeated by the gates of Hades or the strength of our sin nature, 1 John chapter 1 and Romans chapter 8. Jesus was declaring here that once a person has been delivered from their sin bondage by Jesus Christ, they are no longer destined for Hades when they die. Rather, they are destined to spend eternity with God in heaven. The church which Jesus promised to build is the global group of people who have been rescued by Jesus from their sin bondage, and they are each united with Jesus Christ in his resurrection victory, according to Colossians chapter 2. The gates of their sin bondage and sin condemnation cannot hold them if Jesus is delivering them. For the risen Jesus is far more powerful than our sin nature or our sin bondage, or the dark kingdom, or even Satan himself. Have you been set free yet, my friends, by the truth, the person, the power, and the atonement, death, and victorious resurrection of Jesus Christ? If all that wasn't enough, Jesus said one more very powerful thing to his disciples that day in Caesarea Philippi. "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Now, what did Jesus mean by that? I know there are many opinions, but I strongly believe these keys are the gospel of Jesus Christ, the doctrinal truths about our complex salvation, which God accomplishes in us when we repent of our sin and we trust God to save us through the finished work of Jesus Christ. May I give you a small sampling of these keys of the kingdom? The key of redemption, according to Ephesians chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, and several other verses. The word redeem or redemption means rescued or delivered. Jesus Christ's death paid the redemption sin price So as God the Father accepts Jesus' atonement death, God's justice is served, and God can declare our sin penalty paid and declare our sin pardoned. We are therefore redeemed from our sin bondage and our sin condemnation, and we can live our lives free from condemnation to Hades. Do you understand that key, my friends? Have you experienced it? And can you explain it to someone else? How about the key of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5 and Colossians chapter 1? Our sin nature and sin behavior separates us, alienates us from relationship with Holy God, our Creator. But Jesus' death and resurrection and God's forgiveness of our sin as He redeems us from our sin bondage work to reconcile us back into relationship with God. No longer will our sin separate us, for Jesus brings us back to God the Father with our sin paid for by His death. Oh, there are so many more Jesus truth keys to the kingdom of heaven, my friends. May I name some here, and do you know what they mean? Have you experienced them? And can you explain them to some other people? Do you see how significant it was that Jesus promised His disciples that they would be entrusted with knowing and sharing with others these powerful kingdom truths? Here are three more. Keys to adoption into God's family, according to John chapter 1, Romans chapter 8, Galatians chapter 4. And keys to regeneration by the Holy Spirit, giving us a new, holy, spiritual nature, John chapter 3. And keys to justification by God Almighty, declaring us legally pardoned by God of our sin, according to Romans chapter 5. Now, can you imagine, my friends, how stunned the disciples were as they began to understand that even though they were not theological scholars, nor Pharisees, nor rabbis, God would give them sufficient understanding of these spiritual truths that they would be able to share this wonderful good news, the gospel, with other people. That, my friends, is our privilege also, which is why I produce Walking with Jesus every day, seeking to help you know Jesus and His truth so you can share the keys to the kingdom with others.